Well, welcome back, Michigan. I am sitting here with perhaps one of the most consequential politicians that Michigan has seen in a generation, and that is Matt Hall, who serves as the Speaker of the Michigan House. Mr. Speaker, we are delighted to have you on Focus today.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
So, many of our audience know that you made some very, very big news yesterday, but I'm going to hold off on that for just 1 second. You're no shrinking violet. You are a conservative. You are an outspoken conservative, but you have been modeling ways to get things done in a bipartisan fashion. And one of the biggest examples of that is the deal that you cut with Governor Whitmer on roads. Talk about how that came about and how you had to buck your own party to get that across the finish line.
Right, and I think this is something the Detroit Chamber and other groups had been calling on for years and years. And I heard the concerns, and when I became Speaker of the House, I put a plan on the table to fix the roads finally. I think a lot of people, including the governor, were losing hope until I did that. We put that on the table, and the governor came out and said, Speaker Hall is the only legislative leader I've worked with who's had the guts and the brains to put a plan on the table and pass it through the chamber. We did that, and then I challenged Governor Whitmer and the Democrats to come up with their plan. I give Governor Whitmer credit. She put a plan on the table. I think a lot of times in these things, no one wants to make the first move because they're afraid of getting attacked. We have so many problems in Michigan right now that I think we need to be bold and we need to put forward ideas. They might get subject to criticism, but I'm very fortunate in that we have a very united Republican caucus. They took the risk with me. We were bold. We got that plan through the House. That showed everyone we were serious. The governor then embraced. She came up with a plan and we made a deal. And it took a while, but we made a deal. It was $2 billion that is going to go mostly to our local roads permanently, and what that does is it not only saves 8,000 jobs of people in the construction industry now, it's going to add 14,000 jobs. This is actually bigger than any economic development proposal that Whitmer's put forward, and we did it by working together. I wanted to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. She wanted to raise taxes. So we met in the middle. I said, okay, if I'll match you dollar for dollar. And she said, okay. So we cut half of it, we raised the other half, and we permanently dedicated it all to roads. And I think that was a good outcome. And as a result, we're going to get better roads this year in our local communities.
Yeah, those orange barrels, I know people don't like them, but they're the sign of progress, right? So, you have some sharp elbows, right? But you and the governor, you guys get along, actually.
We do, yeah. We both went to the White House together to meet with President Trump last year, and we worked together. We came up with a common agenda. We want to help Selfridge Air National Guard Base to survive another 30, 40 years with a new fighter mission. We also want to protect the Great Lakes from the invasive species, the Asian carp. And we also wanted to work together to help Michigan with an ice emergency in northern Michigan. So we developed a common agenda. We worked it out. We went to the White House together, Republican and Democrat, to meet with President Trump. And he thought that was a little funny. He teased us a little. He doesn't see that often. But what I found is when the governor and I come up with a common agenda, we work together, it's more powerful working with President Trump. And he agreed to the new fighter mission. And now we're working to speed up the timeline so that it still happens while he's president. But that's going to happen. That's going to keep Macomb County's Selfridge Air National Guard Base open for 40 years. That's huge. A new fighter mission there. And we're getting his support on the Great Lakes too. And we're working with him to get that moving faster. I tell people, these are very slow fish. We've been talking about them a long time. Apparently they're not here yet, but we got to get that barrier built to protect our sport fishing industry.
Yeah, no, the Asian carp is such an invasive species. But I just want to thank you again for the work that you did with the governor and Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle
Right.
to bring that fighter wing to Southeast Michigan to keep Selfridge viable for the next 20, 40 years. So thank you. Thank you
Yep.
for that.
And he was very helpful on roads too, Mark Hackle.
Yep.
I went to him before a lot of the Democrats, and he helped me working together to get some of those Democrats to vote for the roads plan. So Mark Hackle worked with us on roads and on Selfridge. He's been a great ally as well.
So, as I promised, I kind of buried the headline here. Yesterday, you announced a transformational approach to taxes, particularly property taxes, something like $4.7 billion. Do I have that right, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah, $4.9 billion tax cut, and then we proposed a replacement to that, which was $4.7 billion. So it's about a $275 million tax cut we proposed.
So say more about this. How would this work? People like myself and Jim Holcomb at the Michigan Chamber, who just sat in that chair, we're like scrambling for more information and trying to read it, and and wanted to be as smart as we could before we had you on air. Help educate the audience.
Yeah, I probably should have waited to announce it on your show. That's probably what I should have done.
I would have loved that because, I get paid with additional bottles of water as the radio intern for every piece of news I make.
Right. So, what I'm proposing is the biggest tax reform in Michigan's history. I think our economy has changed over the last, say, 30 years. And we're moving to a more service economy. So what I looked at, what I'm hearing the most about is property taxes. Under Biden, the property taxes went up about 5% a year. So it's up 20% over those years, and people are really concerned about it. So we want to give tax relief to people through their property taxes. I'm proposing getting rid of the state property tax, which would save the average person about $900 on the average home a year. I'm looking at getting rid of the personal property tax, which is something that a lot of our businesses and the utilities pay. Our small businesses, this is one of their biggest taxes. So we're saying let's get rid of that. And that's going to help make things more affordable at the stores because when you bring the taxes down, they have less cost. They don't pass it on to consumers. And we're looking at the utilities. They pay a lot of property tax. So when we're telling the utilities, invest in the grid, they're saying, okay, and we're going to pass 100% of that property tax on to you, the ratepayers. So I'm saying if I get rid of that, then I'm going to force you to cut your rates by $1 billion. And that's about $240 per person, okay? So we're going to force you to cut your rates and then go and expand and invest in the grid and make our energy more affordable. So what we're doing here, we're lowering property taxes, we're making things more affordable at the store, and we're getting rid of the utility costs, and we're cutting your utility rates too.
Well, Speaker Matt Hall, we need big ideas. As I've talked on this show throughout the day, we've fallen too far in per capita income and education and other factors. You're putting big ideas on the table, and we look forward to learning more. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your friendship.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here
Yep,
today.
thank you.
Have a good time tonight.
All right.
Folks, we will be right back with our last segment. Hang in there.